Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
So they advised us to, you know, put him in a medical home to pass away within a few weeks or months, and we refused that. We told him, no, he belongs with us.
Would that have been like a Terry Schiavo scenario to just starve him?
And yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay.
Because they didn't expect him to live very long. They thought, you know, his brain was shutting down. His organs were going to shut down. And we were like, no, he belongs with us. We're going to care for him in our house, in our home, with his brother and sister. And that's what we did. We took him home against the doctor's recommendations. We started intense daily physical, speech, and occupational therapy with him. And over the course of 2 years before he passed away last year, he started walking, he started eating and drinking, and it just blew the doctor's mind, just what he was able to do.
You know,
like what they had recommended.
It's so beautiful, and it cost you, right? I mean, it became what you did, right?
Yes, he needed 24-hour care, and you know, he had a nurse. My sister actually stepped in and helped take care of him. And because I had, when it happened, I had just given birth to our third baby. And so it was just a very, very trying time. My husband took months off of work and just to help him to rehab and, you know, just not knowing what the future held. I mean, it could have been the case that he did pass away a few months after that, and so we wanted every chance we could to have with him, and so it definitely took an emotional toll on our family.
You know, Lisa, it makes me think too about how part of the problem here is that we've so devalued the role of caregiver.
Yes, you are so right about that.
You know, that the child's going to suffer and you're going to have to just care for them, as if this is a death sentence for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about what emerged for you and your family in that time of pouring into Zeke before he passed.
For me and my husband, it was definitely a journey of faith and just wrestling with God and just crying out to him to, you know, heal Zeke and to hear us and to hear our prayers. I mean, he was suffering from just constant muscle spasms, and he was on so many medications that for us it was the worst, I think, the worst experience. Yet those are the kinds of experiences that draw us closer to God. And my husband actually wrote a book about, you know, his experience as a father going through this, called My Darkest Hour. And looking back, it was our darkest hour to see our son Zeke go through this. Yet, you know, God was with us, and we saw Zeke come back to life. We saw Zeke start to walk and talk. And, you know, you can focus on all the negative things that happened, but, you know, even in his death, we chose to celebrate his life. And, you know, we saw the victories despite the setbacks and despite what the doctor said would happen.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.